This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the DJV program, how do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Looking at the equivalencies here, I'm doing my homework, or looking back at, I've had this sort of thing going on the last couple of weeks, looking into the stuff from my past that I want to toss. And I just found this is something I said, I didn't remember studying this in school, the valence chart. Do you remember that from chemistry? Hydrogen chloride, hydrogen nitrate, hydrogen sulfate. What creates?
I remember the periodic table, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
I didn't go that deep into chemistry. Well, okay, I took chemistry, well, but I didn't. I wasn't a science major or anything. I didn't go beyond regular.
I wouldn't
chemistry.
Imagine though, in 30, 50 years, whatever it is, my children are going through my stuff. They'll think this is of much value. What do you think? Should I toss it?
I think you could dump that.
Oh, Jen, right. You missed it. We've been going through this for days now. His old yearbooks and, oh, my gosh.
All right, let's get to the important things that affect us all. What's going on in the world and what the consequences are of some of these things. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Jennifer will have the opportunity to hit the first one out of the park.
Well, I have to tell you about this California town that is going absolutely crazy because one of the homeowners in the town decided to add some dinosaur sculptures to their Flintstone house. Now, I'm not making this up. The town of Hillboro sued Florence Fang last week, alleging she violated local laws by landscaping the yards of this orange and purple bulbous-shaped house. I've got to put a picture up on Twitter so we can share it. This thing looks just like the Flintstones house. Local officials last year labeled the property with figurines of characters from the Flintstones, and they said that it was a public nuisance. Well, since that time, she then installed large
on her own property. This is on her property.
It is a staircase, a parking strip, a deck, and a driveway sign labeled Yabba Dabba Doo since buying the building in 2017. Drivers are able to see this hillside domed home from Interstate 280, and the architect behind it is William Nicholson. He designed it in the 1970s, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, and he sprayed concrete over wire mesh and steel frame to make it look sort of Flintstone-esque. There's a code enforcement panel that ordered Fang to remove the features by December after determining that it was a visible eyesore, and it fell short of community standards. The city also said that she, who, by the way, is no joke, a former publisher of the San Francisco Examiner, had to pay a $200 penalty. The lawsuit now asked the judge to make her remove the dinosaurs and figurines that she has just installed in her yard to keep working on her art project. She said she thinks the dinosaurs are beautiful and that they make everyone smile and that they should stay, but this has got the whole town in an uproar. Literally, this thing is like a pink and purple round dome looking thing. She's got statues of dinosaurs with eggs and brightly colored orbs in her yard, and then she also has some Fred Flintstone statues. I mean, she's making no bones about this being her Flintstones house.
I'm sorry.
I saw that this Flintstones house was trending yesterday, but wow.
That's why.
I just think people have gotten so much into everybody else's space and face.
Well, Think about this on a small scale. Think about this, like I know in my neighborhood, I don't have like a homeowner's fee or there's no regulation as to what. And I know I had a neighbor who painted their house bright purple and like lilac almost and like really loud.
Ugh.
And it's something that, of course, you're not going to sue them, but it's annoying.
But that's so.
This is their property value, then.
This is their house, and this is what this is property. It's like having anything that you own. It is your privilege to make a mess, to change it. I don't see how people get into somebody else's. I understand how they do it, because everybody gets into everybody else's space. People mind everybody else's business. If you want to deface your property and devalue it, that's your business, not anybody else. Now you can say, well, what happens if it devalues the value of my property?
If it scares away a potential buyer, then, you know, if you were trying to sell your property and someone came in and was very interested in your property and then looked over and saw the Flintstones house and said, you know, not only is that an ugly thing that I'm going to have to look at, but the chances are of the people who live there being crazy are very high. So that would scare away a prospective buyer for your property.
The other thing, I would also be worried about how many people it would bring to the neighborhood. Like, do you have a ton of people driving through and parking in front of your house to look at this other house? That would be the more annoying thing.
It's their own land. That's what sparks this debate. It's your rights against my rights, basically, which is kind of interesting.
So who wins, Jennifer? Who wins?
I don't know. I think so far she's been fined by the city. She said it's an eyesore and that they do have ordinances, I guess, within the city limits about what's appropriate. It's not ugly or it's actually very well taken care of. I think it would be kind of interesting. If I live nearby, I'd be certainly driving past it. It's definitely something to see.
There's a village outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, man.
What, this?
Google results just came up. Oh, wow. This is worse than I thought.
Google
results.
You need
to see this of the Flintstones house. You have got to see this, Doug, and see if you want to live next door to this.
I thought you were talking about my tooth.
No, I will not be looking at your tooth.
No, you
can send it to me if you want, but I'm not going to open it.
I wouldn't send it to you if you don't want to see it. What the heck? I understand. As I was going along the Schuylkill River in Philadelphia, I remember when I was working in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, WCAU, we took a boat ride. Bob Kay and I, he was program director of the station. He and his wife and I took a boat ride, and we drove up the river at Christmas time. I can't remember which one it was. And there are about 50 houses they compete every year for the best or the biggest Christmas light display. And is it gaudy? Absolutely. And I don't mean G-O-D-Y, G-A-W-D-Y. It's over the
top.
But
that's Christmas, though. Yeah. That's seasonal.
Well, but if you didn't like Christmas or you didn't want to have all that attraction in your neighborhood, people driving up and down the streets all hours of the night to see what's the difference? It's the
same
thing.
Well, this is all year long. You're stuck with it.
Yeah.
Well,
seasonally, it's not that big of a deal.
You see what a good, healthy debate this is? This is a very good discussion about something that is one of the troubling things of our time. What do you do with, people sticking their nose into other people's business, and sometimes it's good that you do that. Sometimes there are positives that come out of it. But you sent me a copy of it anyway.
I did, because I wanted you to see it. Do you want to live next door to that?
Hold on a second.
It looks like an amusement park or something.
It does.
Good God.
See? I told you.
You know what that would be? That would be a good barn for cows. That would be a great place for cows, animals, goats.
There are no cows on the Flintstones.
To live in.
You could have dinosaurs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So,
they had Brontosaurus burgers, I think.
You know what this reminds me of? I've told you before, when I went to Baghdad and stayed in Saddam's downtown palace, he had built a Flintstone village on the property for his grandchildren.
That's right.
And it looked just like this. Now that I've come back around, it looked just like this.
All right, so let's go back to the question. If this was your next-door neighbor, what would you do? Would
if
you
it was
want
Saddam,
this to be next door?
I would
no,
want to bomb it.
This house.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a distraction. Mm-hmm. It is. I admit to that. Okay.
It's a tough one. I understand personal property and everything. I get it. But at the same time, when something looks that garish, it's, you know, it's hard to.
You
want to
post that? Why don't you post that on our Facebook page along with my picture of my tooth so people can look at a couple of garish, ghoulish things at the same time. So, people, what they think about that. 16 after the hour on the DJD program.
Fact. We all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Because right now at Staples, a 4 or 5 pack of Sharpie permanent markers or Sharpie accent highlighters are only $1.99 each.
And select Staples notebooks are just $1 each. Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/23/19. In store only, assorted SKUs and colors. Limit 5 on markers.
Here's a deal from Sprint that you won't want to miss. Right now, when you switch to Sprint, we'll give you $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The card is issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. That's right, $50 for each new phone you lease when you bring your number to Sprint. And when you get a new iPhone, you get an incredible new iPad for $99, plus a $100 prepaid MasterCard. And don't miss all the other great deals you'll find waiting for you. Visit a Sprint store this weekend only for sizzling Sprint Saturday deals. Cards require 60 days of service before card ships. iPad 6 Gen 32GB $417 per month after $15 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Taxes due at sale. Offer not available everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, the Supreme Court is going to decide if one of the two gunmen who committed the sniper shootings in Washington ought to get a different sentence. One of them is serving a life sentence for his role in the attacks, which went back to 2002. Remember that? This kid was 17 years old at the time, and the other guy was 25 years older. He was executed, actually, in 2009. Malvo was given life sentences by the courts. So is this okay? What is the high court's decided sentencing minors to life without the possibility of parole is unconstitutional. So should this guy be out walking around on the streets?
No, definitely not. As someone who grew up in D.C. and had to be walked from school, you know, walked
scared
for our
the
political.
Hell out of people.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
we, as students, we weren't allowed to go outside by ourselves. Your parents.
How do you know he wasn't mind? Well, the argument will be he was mind controlled by this older guy.
That's the thing, yeah. Is, you know, okay, yeah. If that's what they find out, then maybe he shouldn't be serving 4 life sentences. That always makes me laugh because obviously he's going to die before that happens. But right. The fact of the matter is he was still involved in the murder of 10 people.
Yeah, and no excuse.
Quite a few other people were shot and injured. So, I mean, people were terrorized here for the months that it was happening.
I remember. It was
so
awful. Yeah, terrible.
You know, it gets to a point where I feel bad if he was under this guy's spell, but 10 people died. So.
Yeah. All right, so Kara says, throw away the key.
Kara. Got to.
21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill. Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's the Boots Scootin' Boogie, right?
Boots Scootin' Boogie.
Boots Scootin' Boogie from Brooks and Dunn. Country Hall of Fame announcing its newest members at Nashville's Country Hall of Fame and Museum's Rotunda. Brooks and Dunn, Ray Stevens, among others, veterans that have been performers, non-performers, get inducted every year in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Ever been there? Been any of you, Victoria, Jennifer?
I'm going next week. I am so excited. So exciting.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you going
my
time or your time? Where are you going?
I'm off next week.
The whole week?
I'm gone Monday through Thursday. Yes.
Really?
I'm in Nashville. Yep.
Wow.
Check your calendar.
Did I know that? Why are you going to Nashville?
Yes, she's only been talking about it for a month.
This has literally been planned since October. I'm going with three of my high school girlfriends. We're all getting together.
Fun.
We rented a house. Yeah.
Very nice. Brooks and Dunn. Well, Brooks came to Nashville in 1980. Recall first visiting the Country Music Hall of Fame saying, I grew up being a fan of country music. I'm still a fan. And that's why we dedicate our lives to doing this. The fact that we would be in the Hall of Fame, faces on this wall, I'll never consider my peers. I idolize them. And the fact that I get to share a space on the wall, hard to describe how it feels. So, Jennifer, what Brooks and Dunn's most significant? I see little license plates with their names on them. Isn't one of them doing a radio show now?
Kix Brooks does a radio show. And Ronnie Dunn, they were together for a really long time, and they took a break. And what I like is that they didn't break up. So they didn't actually, like, hate each other and just stop touring.
Yeah.
So they stopped doing the everyday. Kix Brooks does his radio show. Ronnie Dunn writes music, and he's done some solo stuff. And then they get back together and do these tours in Vegas, and they do these, you know, bring people back together again, which is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. But if anybody should be in the Country Music Hall of Fame, they're definitely high up on that list. They're hit makers like you wouldn't believe.
Hit makers.
Yeah.
I really never applied that. But I suppose when you look at Charlie Pride, Dolly Parton, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Jerry Reed, they're all hit maker.
To be honest,
they're all...
I'm surprised they are not already in there. This was actually a shocking story. Yeah, they are just an incredibly good band and had very few failures with their music once they started when they got the spotlight.
So they get their induction ceremony later this year at the Hall of Fame. Good. All right, next up, Tim McGraw is in the musical spotlight as well this hour, the DJV program with Jennifer Victoria, Kara, and I celebrating the performance. McGraw is going to be actually performing a free concert during the NFL draft later this month. Is it this month? No, it's next month. Football fans becoming a Music City for a long weekend of talent, talent scouting, that sort of thing. Crank this up, Kara, would you? Music of Tim McGraw. What do you like best about him, Jennifer?
His body.
Okay. This is April 26th, by the way, when they have the draft. You like his body?
He is really built. But no, Tim McGraw is another one like Brooks and Dunn that if he's not already in the Country Music Hall of Fame, he will be. He has been, he's had a really long lasting career, a lot of hits. He's got a sweet relationship with his wife, Faith Hill.
Nice.
He's like country music royalty at this point.
So you made mention to him and his fitness. He loves to work out. As a matter of fact, he opened up a gym in the city's Gulch neighborhood.
He really changed his life a few years ago. He was never, believe me, he was never overweight ever. But he got really fit. He quit drinking. He eats really well. So he's really cleaned it up.
McGraw's got to further his relationship with the NFL by performing at Tom Benson Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio, Pro Football Hall of Fame. That'll be in August. Yeah. All right, so that's the story on Tim McGraw here on the DJV Show.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
Very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump was asked about his weekend tweets regarding the late Senator John McCain. He claims his animosity continues because of McCain's no vote on overturning the Affordable Care Act.
Our country would have saved $1 trillion and we would have had great health care. So he campaigned. He told us hours before that he was going to repeal and replace. And then for some reason, I think I understand the reason, he ended up going thumbs up.
The president has met with the president of Brazil. He said they talked about options to deal with the political crisis in Venezuela.
But we really haven't done the really tough sanctions yet. We can do the tough sanctions, and all options are open, so we may be doing that. But we haven't done the toughest of sanctions, as you know. We've done, I would say, right down the middle.
The president says the U.S. isn't looking for anything other than taking care of a lot of people. This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's now 34 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria's going to take it away. I'm looking at my, it's more, I got 43 out of 50 right on a college quiz on the distillation of
coal. See what I mean, Jen? Wow, this is a days it's been this. Yep.
And wow. Sulfuric acid, I studied that. I remember that. Bromine, remember doing that? Oxygen properties. This is fabulous stuff. I could go through this again and learn it all over again as an adjunct to how much I know about things going on in the world. About that, you think so or yes or no? I got this study of William Penn in here.
I think that sounds like an awesome thing to do off air.
Right. No, people have
reliving your high school chemistry quizzes.
No, this is college.
Oh,
all right,
sure.
Let's bring us to the College of News and Knowledge. Will you, Victoria, please?
Well, Billy McFarland is back in the news, and if that's not a name that you recognize, you certainly know what he was up to. He is the guy who founded the very much failed Fyre Festival, and he had ripped off millions and millions of dollars from people, not just festival goers, but people who invested in this whole thing. He's now in prison in upstate New York in Otisville with my neighbor, The Situation. They are probably coming up with a new festival to to
the
plan
jail festival.
As they get out, yeah.
Maybe Lori Loughlin can join them up there.
Yeah. Well, actually, it is the white-collar prison. There aren't even any bars there and cells. They live in trailers, and they have picnics with family time. And so it's basically just a day camp. It's a white-collar day camp. So anyway, so Billy McFarland, of course, is in jail. He will be there for probably about 6 years. And so the U.S. Marshals New York office is trying to recoup some of the money that was stolen, basically, from all of these people involved, and they have two big boxes of swag, and they've got Fyre Festival branded t-shirts, sweatpants, sweatshirts, hats, wristbands, yeah, medallions, and they're all going up for auction, and the money that they raise will go to the class action lawsuit victims. And the box was turned over by McFarland's attorney, and I guess this is one of his ways of trying to make amends, which is just really a joke. However, there is all the merchandise on the, according to the marshal's office, they say our objective always is to get the funds back to the victims as fast as we can. And so they have put this auction up on eBay. Be careful where there's some counterfeit stuff there, but the U.S. Marshal's office says they have an official site on eBay. The priciest item is a Fyre Festival wristband that has already been worn by someone and has been cut. That is starting. The starting bid is $1,000 for that. Hats are going for $600. Sweatshirts and sweatpants and all that other stuff will be probably in the hundreds of dollars. And this auction is live right now. So if you want some swag from the Fyre Festival, go for it.
Swag. What? That's an interesting word, isn't it? What's the derivation of swag?
Everybody the swag bag.
Yeah, but why is it called swag? Why is it called stuff? Why is it called yokel? Why is it called, what's the significance? Swag is just four letters put together, or does it actually mean something? I don't remember learning when I was...
It's just a word I've always known, so I don't know where it came from.
But what comes to your head when you use the word, what's the imagery that comes into your head? Swag is...
Swag bag. Gift bag.
Yeah, a gift bag. Lots of maybe unnecessary material. Would that be a good definition for swag?
No, swag
things
bags
really
are awesome.
Need. Yeah,
yeah,
everybody
needs
the stuff that's in them.
Who doesn't need a swag bag? Yeah. The swag bags at the Oscars are like $200,000 or more.
Really?
All right, I looked it up for you against my better judgment. Here we go.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Swag refers to valuable goods often obtained illegally just because... Generally meaning loot, booty, or plunder. Swag is stuff in the bags of exited partygoers, and it can be a bundle carried by a swagman, which is an Australian migrant worker or drifter.
Thank you. Isn't that
That's so weird.
Words, though, and how we use them and how they change over the years. Things like, if I use them, Victoria will yell at me because I'm being politically incorrect. But there are a lot of words that come to mind that have a whole different meaning today. Gay is a good example. When I was in college, gay didn't have anywhere near the connotation that it does today. And that's part of the maturation of the vocabulary and of the language, and that's why I was curious, because that's what my background is English speech and that sort of stuff, even though I do have my periodic table here, and also I have some notes on the Articles of Confederation, if you would like me to share those with you at some point. Anyway, but words are fun and kind of neat to share, and sometimes they can be just fun, sometimes they can be cutting, sometimes they can be embarrassing, sometimes it's a fascinating thing to study the language and how people use it. I was talking about being the dentist chair, and the lady who was the assistant to the dentist, nice lady who came to this country from Brazil and went to Framingham State to study nursing, and then she became a dental assistant, has a degree in that. Her language, her verbiage that she used to me was awful. I mean, things like that we ought to, things that everybody ought to be able to get out of a good education, like the use of anything and nothing, that don't mean nothing. That's horrible English. And Victoria, your hair would be standing on edge, on end, if you'd have been listening to it. So it's just, it's being conscious, much as anything else. Other names in the news today, Ted Cruz, the loser cruiser, his campaign was fined. Presidential campaign from 2012 for misreporting sources of loans. He'll fine $35,000. See, the problem with that is he's not going to pay it. He's got a campaign chest, a war chest, so he just takes the, somebody writes a check for $35,000 to the Federal Election Commission. Cruz reported loans totaling $1 million. Some of them came from his wife's employer, Goldman Sachs. You know, think that was an inside deal? The Cruz campaign said the loans were public and fully disclosed. Apparently, that wasn't the case. Anything comes up about him, I should ignore it because I'm not objective. I think he is one of the great poster boys for fraudulent politicians in our country. Just oof. And you know what? Speaking of that, this is maybe going to get me in trouble with some of my friends, including Jennifer. I was really, really, really thinking about this. I always was kind of a fan of John McCain's. And whether, you know, he did everything right or not, nobody does everything right. But to have, and let me preface this by saying that I really think that a lot of the things that Trump has initiated are good. Good for the country, good for all of us, whether we like him or we don't like him. I think some of his policies, actually, will hopefully withstand the test of time. But, and even if you have a social or mental disorder, unless everybody around him, including his daughter or his family, is afraid of him, there's got to be someone that can shake the guy up and tell him to stop with this stupid Twitter. I mean, to go after John McCain like he did the other day, that's inexcusable. In my book.
You know why he did it, and I'm not making
excuses. I don't care why he did it.
Well, I know, but you know why? What was fueled it? Because it's not like you're just sitting around going, oh, I'm going to go after John McCain today. I don't think it's a good idea either. I think it's a dumb thing to do.
It's just trash talk.
It was, the story was confirmed last week that John McCain was the trafficker of the dossier that has brought all this trouble to Trump. So that's what, that revelation, which doesn't get released by the mainstream media at all last week, is what prompted him, I'm sure, to start going down that path this weekend. It's not like he just picked the name out of thin air. And it was always, people always suspected that it was McCain that helped release
that. Explain a little bit more. What was that all about? What was the dossier all about?
Well, Hillary Clinton contracted with a firm called Fusion GPS. And Fusion GPS, follow the long here, reached out to a foreign spy, Christopher Steele, who gave a ton of money to Russia, and they put together a dossier filled with material, all these bad things about Trump, including the fact that he had, like, tinkled in a bed that Obama stayed in because he was such a racist and he hated him so much, and that he had done all these horrible things in Russia. And that dossier was then given to John McCain, who turned it over to the FBI. The FBI used that to, and they knew it was fake, by the way. That's what causes all the controversy with James Comey and Andrew McCabe, is that they knew the dossier was opposition research and that it wasn't true. They used that to get a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. And so this is what started the whole Mueller investigation. The investigation was based on a document of opposition research paid for by Hillary Clinton, trafficked by John McCain, and this is where we are today with the Mueller probe, waiting for the documents to come out this week. So that is all factual. It is all true. It has been dropped over time by testimony from people inside the FBI. And so, of course, I can see why Trump's a little peeved about this. Now, is that right to go after somebody who's dead? No, I think it's stupid. I think he should just avoid this.
And it hurts him. Yeah, just
it hurts him.
Leave it alone.
That's where it comes from. This whole thing is coming from the source of that. And if I were Trump, I'd be ticked that this is all going on too.
Okay, you're entitled to be ticked. But grow up and act your age. when it comes to this sort of thing, it doesn't do any, it doesn't even do him any good, because there are a lot of people like McCain who are Republicans who would vote for Trump, but they see this stuff. And even if the hardcore can't stand McCain because he did all of this stuff, if you need to win an election, you need the middle of the roaders. And certainly the people who support McCain are the middle of the roaders. And that it just it doesn't, and it's just too much of it. So here we are, enjoying ourselves and learning, living and laughing on the DJV program at 46 after the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. As we approach the 75th anniversary of D-Day, author Giles Milton's latest book, Soldier, Sailor, Frogman, Spy, Airman, Gangster, Killer, Die, How the Allies Won on D-Day, offers a groundbreaking account of the first 24 hours of the D-Day invasion, told by a symphony of incredible accounts of unknown and unheralded members of the Allied and Axis forces. This bold new historical account narrates the events of June 6, 1944, through the tales of survivors from all sides. This authentic human story, Allied, German, and French, has never been told. We spoke with him about his remarkable new book.
Yeah, many of the young men who landed on the beaches that day, I mean, they were just kids, you know. A lot of them, they were 17, 18, 19. A lot of them had never been involved in warfare before. A lot of them had never fired a gun in anger. And in fact, a lot of them had a real anguish about would they be able to kill somebody when they came face to face with a German? You know, would they be able to pull the trigger? Well, it didn't take long for them to realize that they could, because it was going to be them or it was going to be their German opponent. And they'd rather the German opponent got it. So they learned to be soldiers very, very quickly. But it was an extraordinary and very dramatic experience, and very traumatic experience for many of these men. You know, they'd never seen a dead body before. By the end of that day, they'd seen hundreds of their own comrades blown to shreds on the beaches. A very, very tough thing to live with, you know, for the rest of your life, to live with those images, for those experiences that you've been through.
That's author Giles Milton on his new book, Soldier, Sailor, Frogman, Spy, Airman, Gangster, Killer, Die, How the Allies Won on D-Day, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Hey, cyber criminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Fact. We all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Boy, if you can hear the conversations going on right now behind the scenes, wow, that should make the DJV podcast. There's a discussion continuing off the air also about the Flintstone house. We were in the last half hour. If you go back to the last half hour of this broadcast, there was some information Jennifer presented on a lady who's got a big Flintstones thing in her backyard. Apparently, Hillsborough is one of the most expensive zip codes in the country. Neil Young lives there. Shirley Temple Black lived there. A gated community. So that may be why there's some a little bit of stiffness to the resistance of this thing. But you can see the picture at facebook.com/DJV show. 10 before the hour.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On the Tuesday DJV program, as with the Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, at this time it's Tech Talk. We focus on technology. Victoria Keelan here to explain how my camera works so well, to take that picture of my tooth. I think that's really fabulous, Victoria. See, that's the laugh of yours I love. Okay. Netflix has announced another interactive show. Is this pretty exciting?
This is a cool one. So Netflix has announced that its next big interactive story, which is a choose-your-own-adventure TV series, it's called You vs. Wild, and it stars Bear Grylls. And he, of course, is the survival TV personality. He's known for being on the Discovery Channel with Man vs. Wild, and then Running Wild with Bear Grylls, which is, I think, on either Fox or ABC. And that's where he takes celebrities into the wilderness for 2 days of survival, and they camp out overnight. He actually even took President Obama out into the Alaskan wilderness, too. It's a very cool show. So he's a popular guy, and in this new version of his show, it's eight episodes, and it will let viewers follow along with Bear on these adventures around the world as he tries to survive. But the twist is that the viewers will actually be able to choose Bear's decisions in each episode, and then you can see how your choices play out. So this is actually the second time that Netflix has done this. Black Mirror Bandersnatch came out last winter, and I didn't see it, but everyone went nuts for it. That was a live-action project from Netflix. This is their second big foray into this. They've done some stuff with kids, Puss in Books, and Trapped in an Epic Tale and things like that, Minecraft. They've done a lot of kids programming where kids get to choose how stuff goes and how it ends, but this is definitely the most expensive and high-profile project that they've done so far. Netflix says they are doubling down on interactive storytelling, and so this will just be the beginning of how they handle all of these interactive media ambitions. But I think it's going to be great for the viewers, and this is definitely the way things are going. And so far, Netflix has the jump on everybody else with this, which is really cool.
Yeah, sounds cool. Fitbit released a new line of more affordable fitness trackers. Let's see if we get some more details about that.
The Geek Out.
Today, fitness trackers are commonplace, but the better ones can get pricey. Fitbit have released a new line of more affordable trackers, including some aimed at the youth market. First up, the Versa Lite, which is a watered-down version of its namesake. It retains the shape and size, but the difference is no Wi-Fi and the loss of some functionality. Replacing the Fitbit Alta is the new Inspire, which comes with a wristband or can be clipped to clothing, and there are versions with and without heart rate monitoring. And then the Ace 2 is the kids' version of the Inspire. The point to all of this is to offer fitness trackers to consumers somewhere in the price between Neighborhood Walk and Ironman Triathlon. Prices range from $70 to $160 and are available at Fitbit.com.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Here to make another point is Victoria Keelan with a focus on Apple. They have a new iPad. It's called the Air. How big is this? Yeah.
Well, the iPad Air is brand new, and it is they're actually bringing back the iPad Air. They did experiment with that line a couple years ago. It was basically just thinner, slimmer, like all the, I have a MacBook Air, it's super thin. Now this time the screen is bigger. It's a 10.5-inch version of the original iPad Air, and it supports the Apple Pencil, which is also pretty cool. This new model will slot right in between the larger iPad and iPad Pro model. And so Apple's making the new iPad Air available at $499 for the Wi-Fi model and $629 if you also want the cellular included. Apple originally replaced the iPad Air 2 with a device that's just been called iPad nearly 2 years ago, but now they've bumped the screen size up from almost an inch, and so this new model looks a lot better, I think. Apple's updated iPad Air will also support their smart keyboard, which is available separately for $159, and the new iPad Air will be available to order online starting today for $4.99, and it will be in stores next week.
How about that? All right, thank you.
Wait until the end of Mercury Retrograde, everyone. Yes, don't buy it right now.
Wait till the 28th. Oi.
Yes.
All right, so we're pushing everybody out of Mercury Retrograde into the next chapter of their lives here on the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.